الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila Early Echo. No matter if you are having a daytime, a nighttime, evening or afternoon, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, we do hope that you are well. Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, today as well, we have a topic that is prevalent in our societies, in our communities around the world. And it is something that we need to safeguard ourselves from. On one side, and on the other side, it is something we need to increase, inshallah, azza wa jal. So what is that, inshallah, azza wa jal? Within a few moments, we'll go into that introduction of our topic. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we should recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Let's make some good intentions today. Let's make them now. That Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila, and whichever silsila you are viewing for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. If you remember just one thing, one beneficial point, one madani pearl, share it with your family, share it with fellow Muslims. And if they are practicing upon what you shared, so long as they are practicing, you are also getting thawab. So this is part and parcel of the spiritual investment. Subhanallah. Kya baat-e Madine ki, that there are so many beautiful bounties, benefits, blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e-paak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that the person who recites Durood-e-Paak 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. You know, I may have heard this narration many a times. I'm sure you may have heard it as well. But the important part of it is, have I started to practice upon this? Don't I want to see my abode, my place in Jannah before I leave this dunya? Of course I want to. Well, I have to work a little bit. And you know, because Jannah is not cheap. A person will only enter Jannah out of the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But yes, we should establish our salah. We should fulfill each other's huquq, each other's rights, and increase our dhikrullah, recitation of Qur'an-e Paak, Durood-e Paak, istighfar, seeking knowledge of deen, being kind to each other, mending family ties, all these beautiful concepts and teachings of Islam. I should try my best to implement in my life. Instead of wasting away this short life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit for you and I in this world, the grave or the hereafter. Subhanallah. So let's make our minds to become more obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, and more obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what's that topic of discussion? That one side I need to abstain, and on the other side I need to increase it. Subhanallah. I'm talking about hirs, meaning greed. And today we are going to be highlighting bad greed that we all know about and good greed. Good greed? What is this? Inshallah ta'ala, you stay tuned, and as we progress into our topic of discussion, you'll understand inshallah. But good greed versus bad greed. And subhanallah azza wa jal, bad greed is something detrimental to us. It is something very dangerous and can lead to so many other difficulties in a person's life, so many other sins as well. Itself is one of the major sins, greed, Allahu Akbar. But on the other hand, if the intentions are right and if it's something that we should look to attain, then that would be considered as good greed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, we have a beautiful kalam that is ready to be played, and we will request our director sahab to please go ahead and play the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo apne dar par ab to gham, khana badoshon ko, phire kab tak zaleel o khwar, dar dar bethikane se. Shab-e furqat dhale bar aaye armaan, ya rasool allah karo tum maasta ka apne mehmaan, ya rasool allah bula lo ab to qad chingari isi khwahish mein kat jaye meri umr e rawan sari chusu e man guzar aari mane miski zinadari fida fidaye naqsh na lenat kunam ja ya rasul allah tanam farsuda ja para se hijra ya rasul allah dilum paj murda ya Rasul.
ذات سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہ ہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ کہے اس دم زے جا میں ہو بے تو مستم بزن جیرے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پجمردا آوارا زیسیا یا رسول اللہ
سیاہی دفتر اعمال کی ہوتی نہیں ہے کم عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہے اور آنکھیں ہیں میری نم ذکر دعا خیش ہے رانم سیاہ شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پجمردا آوارا زیسیا یا رسول اللہ
سرے محشر محامد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری امید ہو تم اے شفا اے درد بیمارا چوبا شفاعت را کشائی بر گناہ گارا مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پجمردا آوارا
welcome back, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. All right, so greed. Greed can blind a person. Greed can destroy a person, as it destroyed Bal'am bin Bawrah. Who was Bal'am bin Bawrah? If you haven't heard of him, it's mentioned by Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad Sawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he was at one stage a great scholar from the Bani Israel in the time of Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla had given him an ability that he was able to see the arsh, the throne, subhanallah, while remaining seated in his place. And most of his du'as were accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was mustajabu da'awat. He had so many students of knowledge at his institute, which used to number, the inkpots themselves would number around 12,000. So imagine, he had the fame, he had the knowledge, he had that ability that his du'as are accepted. But how did he, and you know, they say that the mighty have fallen. How did he fall? Once Nabi Musa, Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, sets off with the army of Bani Israel to remove and defeat the oppressive tribe, the nation, Qawmi Jabbarin. And they come to Bal'am bin Bawrah and they explain that Musa alayhi salam and his armies are coming to destroy our nation. Make dua, supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal that he returns defeated. Allahu Akbar. Initially, Bal'am bin Bawrah, he asks them, he tells them that this is not possible for me to make dua against Musa alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, a mighty prophet of Allah. And he's there with his army and angels are assisting them as well. So that nation, they decide, okay, let's shower him with gifts, expensive gifts, where he won't refuse. The next time they meet him, they bring very expensive and many expensive gifts and they lay it all around him. They give him what he desires. So greed overpowers the heart of Bal'am bin Bawrah. He sees all of these things and he forgets that Nabi Musa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah, a chosen one of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he sits on his donkey and he goes towards an elevated position to make dua against them. Allahu Akbar. As he's going, his donkey wants to turn away from the path and run away. But he hits the donkey and forces it back on the path. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives the power of speaking to his donkey. And his donkey says, "Oh Bal'am, in front of me are angels that are blocking the path. What has happened to you that you are going to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam and destroy yourself?" He doesn't listen. He continues further. And he gets to that elevated position called Husban, an area. And he can overlook Musa alayhi salam and the army. And he starts to make dua. He supplicates for the destruction, for the defeat of Musa alayhi salam. But as he's trying to utter that, he actually mentions his nation's destruction. So the few people who are with him say that, "Oh Bal'am, stop. What are you doing? What are you saying? You are asking Allah to destroy us." And he said that, "I can't help it. What you asked of me, I'm trying to utter that, but something else is coming out from my mouth." Allahu Akbar. And in this way, Bal'am bin Bawrah was cursed and lost his iman. To such an extent, he was cursed that his tongue ended up getting stretched and coming out of his mouth and dangling on his chest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he realized, and he turns to his people, that I have been destroyed. This world, my hereafter has been destroyed. My iman has gone. Allahu Akbar. And I have been seized by the wrath of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Almighty Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 175, translation from Kanz al-Iman, "And O beloved, narrate to them the case of the one," meaning Bal'am bin Bawra, "to whom we gave our verses. Consequently, he stepped away from them completely. So Shaitan went after him. He therefore became amongst the misguided." Allahu Akbar. In Suratul Jinan, it is mentioned that if we wanted, we could have stopped him before he committed the disobedience and then granted him the lofty status of the Abrar, meaning the righteous ones, due to acting upon these verses. But he became inclined towards the world and he followed his desires in preferring the world and its delights over the hereafter and its bounties. All right, so let's examine our lives. I need to examine my life and you need to examine your life. That what is my heart, my mind attached to? Where do I focus my concentration and my attention? To the world only? To worldly comforts only? To things that are materialistic, to materialism? That I need to, my whole focus, my whole efforts and hard work that I put in, all of the money that I earn, all of my plannings, my goals, my short, medium, long-term goals are all directed towards fulfilling the desires of this dunya, my desires related to this dunya. If that is the case, then this falls in the category of bad greed. Because as it is mentioned in a summary of a hadith, that if the son of Adam alayhi salam was given two valleys full of gold, he would not be satisfied and he would want a third one. That is to explain to us that the human being is always this avarice and greed and wanting more, that we have it in our minds, many of us. They are the elite servants and bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they have overpowered and controlled their nafsul ammara, their desires, their ego, so it doesn't control them. As Bal'am bin Bawra, he succumbed and he became subservient to his nafs, and his nafs was driving him passionately that look at all of these expensive gifts. Although he had fame, he was a teacher of thousands. He had so much of knowledge. His du'as were accepted. So many things Allah Azza wa Jal had gifted him. But he turned away from those blessings and gifts of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he focused his attention to the gifts of the people. Those temporary gifts that are, how long are they going to last? And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that blinded him. Just like how it blinds many of us that no, I need to reach a certain position in my life by this age, by this time. But it's like, 99% is focused on materialism. Nobody is saying don't make short, medium, long-term goals. Make those goals. Make achievable goals and try to attain them so long as they are within the framework of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. Subhanallah, if it's halal, if it's tayyib, if it's pure and permitted in Islam, then make good intentions. There are more or less three kinds of greed. One is good greed, bad greed, and permissible greed. Okay, so permissible greed, what would this be? If a person likes to eat a lot, if a person likes to sleep excessively, things like this, it's not a sin. However, this is a greed. It's a form of greed, but it's permitted since it's not a sin. Bad greed, I'm sure we all know about bad greed. Wanting to get your hands on more money, on more wealth, just to increase your shares and your investments. I have one vehicle, I need two. No, I need five different types. One SUV, one van, one sedan, one hatchback, one family car. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then if I have one business, I need another. and another. You meet people like this, never satisfied, never content, subhanAllah. But how about if I change this? That subhanAllah, okay, I have one business, or I have two businesses which are producing profits, and I'm comfortably looking after my family, my extended family, I'm saving as well, I'm reinvesting it. Let me try to open up a third business, and the proceeds of that I will use for the deen. I will use for Madrasatul Madina. I will use for Jami'atul Madina. I will use for Darul Madina. I will use for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this can be constituted as good greed, that I want another business or another two businesses. No, three businesses. And from this one, the profits I'm going to send to Madrasatul Madina, from that one to Jamitul Madina, from that one to Darul Madina. From the fourth one, I'm going to buy Kanzul Iman, I'm going to buy the Rasail and the books and booklets of Dawud Islami, and I'm going to distribute it amongst the people. From this business, okay, I'm going to feed people, I'm going to get involved in FGRF, the Social Welfare Department of Dawud Islami, and wherever they need the funds to be spent, whether it's for flood victims or for other victims, the poor, the needy, the downtrodden, I'll use the proceeds from this business in FGRF. Subhanallah, why can't I think like this? You think Allah won't grant you more blessings and barakah for having this good greed? That Ya Allah, you have blessed me already. Bless me more so that I may become an instrument to assist others, to uplift the Muslim, to provide a plate of food in the home of those poor Muslims. Allahu Akbar. So this is all in the mindset that, you know, do I really want to just invest in this dunya? Because keep in mind, our honorable scholars of Islam, the ulama ikram, they have rightly said that your true wealth is not what you leave behind. Because your family members, they are going to split it up, and each heir will get their inheritance, their share. And unfortunately, in many cases, as we are witnessing today, the family members, once they are all united, the father is still alive, the mother is still alive, they're all united, the parents pass away, and they are at each other's throats, sometimes literally. That, no, I want this and I want that, and this is my share, and that's not, you're not getting a share, and one, a person is being deprived of their share. Allahu Akbar. No fear of Allah subhanahu. That how long this share is going to last? 100 years? 50 years? 10 years? And then what? You are accountable on the day of judgment. If you eat somebody's share, whether your brother's share or your sister's share, or any person who qualifies as an heir to receive a share, and you ate that up, then get ready. Get ready. Because very soon you're going to leave this world. And in the qabr, what's going to happen to you and I? On the day of judgment, what's going to happen to you and I? There's accountability. There's punishments for crimes like this. So I need to think about this. So your real wealth is what you spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have that concept of good greed ingrained in my heart, in my mind, that Ya Allah, grant me beneficial wealth so I can use it in your path, Ya Allah. So I can look after my family, and I can help those who are poor and needy. I can help those who can't pay their rent. I can help those whose children, they, for example, Eid is coming and going, but they can't even buy new clothes for their little kids. Ya Allah, I want to put a smile on those children's face. The orphans, Ya Allah, I would like to look after them, provide them with good clothing, Ya Allah. How about we change our concepts, change our mindset in accordance to Islamic teachings? Let's try to remove this concept of bad greed from our minds, that only focus on dunya, or 99% focused on just investing in this dunya. Invest in the dunya in halal sources, not an issue. But how much am I investing in the hereafter? That's my real wealth. What I spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if I have good greed, with good intentions, to earn more wealth for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I'm investing that money in the masjid, in the madrasa, in the jami'a, in FGRF, then that's your real wealth. Because after you pass away, the sadaqat, the charities that you gave, the people that you helped, those benefits, those rewards, inshallah ta'ala, you'll see in the grave. You'll witness it on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have been informed there is a filler as well, inshallah azawajal. So director sahab, please go ahead and inspire us with the filler. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final Prophet of Allah Almighty sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, indeed, closest to me on the day of judgment amongst people will be the one who recites the most salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the company one keeps has its effects on him. For example, if you meet an Islamic brother who has tears in his eyes, a grieved look on his face, and a sad tone in his voice due to the death of some of his relative, you will also become grieved for a while because of being with him. If, on the other hand, you happen to meet an Islamic brother who is talking happily and joyfully with a smiling and shining face, you will also automatically share his happiness for some moments. Likewise, if a person keeps the company of those who do not care about their afterlife and feel no hesitation in committing sins, it is feared that he will also become heedless of his afterlife like them. If, on the contrary, a person keeps the company of devotees of Rasul who remain busy day and night making efforts for their reform to achieve success in afterlife with their hearts shining and eyes shedding tears with divine fear, it is hoped that he will also wholeheartedly gain a similar spiritual condition, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Masha Allahu azza wa jal. Beautiful advice. It's important for you and I to learn our deen, practice our deen. So how should I live my life? How do I make this mindset of adopting good greed and removing bad greed? Well, Dawud Islam is there. If you haven't as yet, get involved in the Madani activities, the Dini Kaam, the Islamic activities of Dawud Islami. There's so many different platforms, facilities, activities, daily, weekly, monthly, subhanAllah, practical things, simple things that you and I can learn and apply in our lives, and you'll feel that fulfillment as well, subhanAllah. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that a person approached the last and final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best from among the people? Now listen carefully. He asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best from among the people? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one whose life is long and whose actions are good. And then the person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the worst from among the people? And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, the one whose life is long and whose actions are bad. Allahu Akbar. You see, if we don't control this nafsul ammara, these desires, because it works with shaitan. Shaitan does the evil whispering into our minds, into our hearts. And it's like they are allies, they work together. And if we don't control this and make it subservient to us, then it will just feed off bad greed. One of the things, bad greed is going to feed on this. Because it's going to look at this person and that person, hey, look at his house, he's adding another story. he's bought this new car, latest phone, smartphone, and you know what they call competing with the Joneses. And they will fill your mind with this, these ideas which are unhealthy, which are un-Islamic. And the person will decide that, I wish I have a long life so that I can make more money. Allahu Akbar. So I can continue with the luxuries and extravagance that I'm living in, the comforts that I'm living in. These are trickeries of shaitan. Be careful of it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the summary of the hadith asked that, who fasted today? And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I have, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who attended a funeral today? Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then inquired that, who amongst you fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked that, who has visited a sick person today? And once again, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, the one in whom these habits are gathered, he will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. So this was in a way of explaining that part of the good greed, that, you know, doing so many things, fasting and attending a janazah salah and visiting the sick and feeding the poor, subhanallah, subhanallah, azza wa jal. And then we have Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, second khalifa of Islam, second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers. Then even though he was struck with the dagger at the time of Fajr, subhanallah, despite being severely wounded, he continued to perform his salah until his last breath. Allahu Akbar. The third khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani, Sayyidina Uthman dhun-Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. He was actually informed, he was given glad tidings by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his martyrdom. Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, was told that, O Uthman, you will be made shaheed and martyred whilst reciting Surah Baqarah, and your blood will fall on this verse, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. So they had that good greed of establishing the salah, because they used to taste the sweetness of their salah. They had the good greed of reciting the Quran, even at that moment when they are being made shaheed, subhanallah. They had that good greed that in one day, doing maximum ibadat and pleasing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, the commander of the believers, subhanallah, he would sometimes be seen in his mihrab. He would hold his beard and he would be so restless as though a venomous snake had bitten him. He would cry profusely, and he would say, my Rabb, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. Then he would address the world. Yes, he would talk to this dunya. Oh dunya, have you come to deceive me? Have you adorned yourself for me? Be away, be off. Go away from me. Try to deceive somebody else. For I have already given you 3 divorces. I've already given you 3 talaqs. Your lifespan is shorn and your gathering is lowly, and bearing your hardships is very easy. The journey is long, the provisions are few, and the path is full of calamities and difficulties. Subhanallah. These are our heroes, our role models. Sahaba Kiram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. We have thousands of them. Why do we opt for those people who don't even know us, who don't even care about us? So let's come back to the beautiful teachings of Islam. The ultimate role model is none other than our merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come back to his teachings. Come back to the sunnah. Inshallah ta'ala, you will experience that fulfillment, sukoon, tranquility, peace of mind, contentment of heart. And this is what Dawud Islam is offering. That I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal, to achieve this. There are activities in place. weekly activities, the Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawood Islami for Islamic brothers, separately for Islamic sisters, specialized classes for grown-ups, separately for ladies. How about we take advantage of this? Don't forget to watch Madani Mudhakara every Saturday evenings so that we can learn so much from the blessed lips of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. I'll catch you next time. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.